Welcome to 6 Degrees of the Belly Dancer. The views and opinions expressed here are that of the host and do not represent the views of 6 Degrees of the Belly Dancer or Felony in Progress. This program also contains strong language and is not intended for listeners under the age of 18. Also, there will be no flash photography or fireworks, so save yourself a lot of hassle. Thank you and enjoy the show.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
With Tony and Shasha. What is happening? What is going on? Tell me it all.
Welcome, Tony. Can you hear me? I love the intro. Awesome.
Thank you.
Your favorite
Thank
band again? But no,
no,
like
no,
a female.
No.
That's actually Dejonic. He's a DJ
for
certain different acts, and that's his newest
piece of music called I can't even remember what it's called, but
oh wow. Okay. I can't hear your mic too. I can't hear the mic very well.
Hold on. Let me turn up. How's that?
Better?
Yeah, that's better. It's a little bit of the reverb going on, I think. Is that what that means with the echo? Or
a little bit. Let me see. I'm not hearing an echo on my end. So
how's that?
That's way good right there. Perfect.
All right. There we go.
How about me this time?
See, you're perfect, but
I'm not touching anything then. Let's just stay right here.
Oh, no. There we go. Better. Look at that.
Is this good?
This
Yay. Okay. Well, you know what? I love the intro. I love all that.
Awesome. All right, well, talk to me. What do you got for me today?
Well,
I need information.
I shared with you a little bit ago, a Swedish, I don't know. You tell me. Is it a black metal band?
Yes, that is correct.
Cloak of Ravens. Have you heard of them?
I have.
They're new.
And they are new. I haven't listened to a whole lot of their stuff, but I'm hoping that you will share some with me today.
I will. I'm still being new at the share on this.
Right. So,
but
when you talk about black metal, so is it going to be that high falsetto singing? Is it going to be, I mean, what are we looking like a Merciful Fate kind of situation here? What are we looking
at? I was kind of hoping you were going to let me know because
okay.
Tag in here. I was like, wow, I really needed this the other day when I was learning my new equipment here. I was like, I am going to summon the freaking devil because, well, let me just, can you hear this? No, I don't want to ever say that again.
Yes,
did you
I
happen
can.
To hear that?
Yes. So are these guys Swedish?
Yes. Let me just go a little further. Let me just give you a little more, okay?
Okay.
Just give it one moment here and then tell me what you think. And by the way, yeah, you can see my screen, right?
I can see your screen, yes.
So you see down here, it says Cloak of Ravens.
Right.
And
Lejanasvard stole it. Yeah.
You can read that?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I read their songs, but this is the only one, I swear. What does that mean?
Lejanasvard.
Do you know what that means? Because
I
thought I saw that on the IKEA tag. It has that long Lejanasvard.
Lejanasvard. Yeah.
I don't know what it means.
And if you really want to, you could do it like with the whole Swedish accent. Lejanasvard.
I do not know any accents except Utah accent, and I have a very low vocabulary. I'm sorry, folks. But look, they put the lyrics here down at the bottom. You know, they put the lyrics.
You should be a sorceress. Why are you now selling fakes? I'm not what I seem. Huh.
Yeah, so let me just play a moment of that. Yeah, now we're on limited time here because tell me what you think.
Not bad. I actually like it, and I am going to dig into them a little more.
Well, who would you compare that to? I mean, like, I'm going to share their Spotify. Actually, I'm going to share a link. I mean, a little QR code to their Spotify during this podcast until the commercial break. So, right. Who would you compare them?
I would probably compare them to like Watain.
Who?
Have you ever listened to Watain?
Watain, no.
Watain. So they are an extreme black metal band.
Well, these guys sound extreme to me. Whoa. I was like, whoa.
They're kind of tame.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, dude. So Watain, they're really good musicians. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But they're fucking assholes. Okay. So when they did their New York show in 2006, they took it upon themselves to go and kill some stray dogs and cats.
Oh, entertainment.
They collected all the blood and then doused the audience with it. Yeah, made everybody sick. They were not there, and now they're never allowed to play in New York.
I was going to say, did people stay for this?
Of course. Well, they got really sick and the show had to stop, but the police were called and, you know, it turned into a big shit show. So,
okay, well, is not allowed. These guys are not that. In fact, may I just read you a little bit of what their description is?
Yes, please.
Their words. Okay. Well, can't really play music at the same time.
Why not?
On my end?
Yeah. You have control.
Can you hear that?
I cannot.
You cannot?
I cannot.
Oh, you know why? Because I'm sharing right now a screen with a QR code to their Spotify, so you could just listen there. But yeah, I should have had it. It starts out very, it reminds me of, it's very mystical and, you know, bringing you in. But, so I was going to read their description to that, but one at a time.
And, you know, and yes, it does remind me of like some other stuff as well, like Celtic Frost, you know, they're kind of, and then even like some of the
these guys are from
like
Sweden.
Right, like, yeah, see, that's
right.
That's where it's
okay,
at.
Well, their description, the tragedy of life, the beauty in death, the haunting melancholy of loss of hope. Seeing so darkness in the light and the light in the darkness. Can you kind of gather all that? Did you go to their Instagram?
I did not.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're really busy at the hospital, but I tried to send it to you during your hours over there in California, and I don't know. It's 1 hour. We're 1 hour. I mean, you're always at work.
So by their description, it gives me a flavor of like DSBM. Do you know what DSBM is?
Bondage and sadomasochism?
DSBM is depressive suicidal black metal. It's actually a subgenre of black metal.
I get the depressive. Well, right. You know, their whole Instagram is black. Can you see the screen? I don't know.
I only see these guys.
They're beautiful people up there. Oh my. All of their pictures are in black and white, and they have very good photography there. I don't know where they're getting them, but it's very dark and everything's black and white.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like it might be a little bit of suicidal depressive black metal. And another band that you can actually look at that's kind of close to that as well is a band called Silencer, and their album Death Pierce Me. So
that's kind of like all of the same genre there.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Well, you know what? I just wanted to give these guys a shout because they're like brand new. And not only that, they are very supportive. They like our shit all the time. I mean, when I share the Instagram, your OAS, the guitarist vocals there, that guy, his name is Rune I hope I pronounce it right. I am sorry if I don't. I suck at vocabulary. I can barely speak Utah. Runestav. Yeah, he always likes your OASs. So.
Does he really?
Yeah, wow. Especially the black and white photo ones. They
You mean like the black hole? Did they listen to the black hole episode?
I don't think that that was pretty. That was a long time ago.
Right,
but and they just kind of started following us last year. So
yeah, that was
I'm not
black
sure,
metal
but
episode. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, you guys. Yes, Book of Ravens. Check out Open Air Sonar's black metal episode. I forgot what season it was, but it was a finale.
I think it's season two, and it's called the Black Hole.
Episode. The Black Hole. Yep, I remember making that black cover. Hole. But you see that? See that woman next to him? I mean,
I don't see anything on your whiteboard. I do not see anything except TS and SS with the eyeball and the record.
Oh no, really?
That's all I see.
That's our logo.
I know.
I was supposed to have theirs up this whole time.
Right. And I don't even see your face anymore. You're gone.
Well, that is whack. Well, anyway, is that his wife, his girlfriend? I mean, I don't want to say, but are they brother, sister? I just can't figure that out. I tried to look it up, but they're very mysterious about it. I'm going to say they're married. Her name is Mesme. Do you know that Swedish name?
I do not.
Me neither.
But again, I don't even see anything on the whiteboard.
I can't believe you don't see anything on this whiteboard. I am gonna stop.
Except for the logo. I see the logo. That's what oh, there you are. Hi.
Oh, you know what? Little Jerry Bear. Little Jerry. Come here. Jerry's watching us live right now. I can see it. I can't believe
you. Oh, there it is. Hi. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Cherry. I just need a verification. This is working.
At least our dear listeners can see it. I get robbed, but at least.
You know why?
Listeners.
Because you have control of that menu board too down there, and you probably clicked out of it.
Oh.
But anyway, we're not going to do that like last episode, which I am sorry. Did you guys notice that we are the new and improved 6 degrees of a belly dancer? Sort of. We're kind of getting our act together.
Kinda. A little bit.
It's better than last week.
Right. Yeah. But when you told me what you wanted, I got the idea and I figured out the best way to do that.
I've got some other things too, because we have to co-produce and I think we'll lay a little bit smoother if we have each one thing. So it flows a little more, but I just want you to, you know how you appraise records before we go into the commercial?
Yes.
Did I close that share screen so that you can share?
Yes, I can see.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
So what do you got for me?
So while I was listening to Cloak of Ravens and I was sitting here thinking about learning all of my equipment here, and I went through a lot of tears and drama, and I'm not even going to lie to you. Okay, Tony, I pulled this out. And when I pulled it out, I thought, this looks kind of old, and I thought about the history behind it, and I wanted to see if you can appraise this.
Let's see it.
I really did pull this out when I was doing this because I didn't know what else to do. It was my
okay. Let's see it. A Ouija board. What is that? A real Ouija board? What is it?
Yes, and it's a real Ouija board.
Okay.
It's a William Fold Ouija board, and I kind of looked up that dude, and he made these. He invented them between the 1890s and 1920s. And who gave this to me when I was 15 years old was my grandmother, because I was digging through her. See, it's a Parker Brothers, and it was literally made in Salem, Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Parker Brothers. Now,
do you have a date on that one?
I looked all over and I don't know.
Okay, so with the full Ouija boards, it all comes
there's
down.
A trademark.
Okay.
But she gave it to me, and always heard you can't give it. It has to be given to you. And she gave it to me, but then I didn't want it. I gave it to my daughter, and she had it for a lot of years. She went through a drama and gave it back to me, and then I kept it, and then I pulled it out when I was learning this, because I was like, Satan.
Okay, so let me tell you about that board. Okay,
tell me.
The expensive ones, for them to be thousands of dollars,
probably
they need to be pre-1920. So like,
Pretty how? But he made them in the 1920s.
right. But
Oh.
so like for the really expensive ones, they need to be pre-1920. So like 1916, your 1918, 1919, those are the ones that are going to be worth tons of money. Even the 1920s ones and the 21 and 23, they are worth a lot, but really when it comes down to the collectors, they want the
Where's the
pre-1920.
date? This shoes don't have no date.
Yeah, I mean it's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, here's the sad part.
Okay.
So I played around with it when we were kids and stuff, and I do have some stories. Whoops, that's a cedar to keep the little spider piters out.
Right
But
now,
see this little picture here?
is that
Oh, you
cardboard?
can't. It's maybe it's something. Oh shit. You know what? It's already playing by itself.
So is what I think you have there is I think you have a 1960s edition, because in the early 20th century, they wouldn't be in cardboard. Is that plastic or wood?
It's called
No,
what is it?
I'm talking about the marker, that thing you have in your hand. Is
Oh,
that
this is
plastic?
plastic.
Okay, so is what you got there is you have a probably a 1965 to 1975 Ouija, which is still pretty cool.
Okay, well.
Because yeah, the early ones, yeah, the 1960, 1918, your pointer would have been made out of wood.
Oh my
And
goodness.
the lens in the middle would have been made out of crystal.
I have a question about the pointer.
Okay.
So, see the little window? It's empty.
Yes. Oh, there's nothing in it.
I lost the window, but inside that window was a little metal nail, which I'm assuming was copper.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you know? But I lost that. And why would it have a needle in it? But I was thinking, does it have a needle in it? And is it copper? Because if you're over here playing, did somebody put a magnet under there and it would repel the needle
Right.
and make it go?
That was probably a good thing that they added in the 60s, probably the 70s. But yeah, the
Yeah, that wasn't
original
in the
ones,
instructions.
that would have been made out of wood, and the optic in the middle would have been made out of magnified crystal.
Wow. Okay, that would have been really legit. Do you mean,
Right.
dude? Was it from that dude, William Fuld? He really put
Yeah.
crystal and wood? Oh my
Oh,
goodness.
yeah. Oh, yeah. They were very beautifully made, actually. And the board itself would have been one whole piece of wood and not particle.
Wow.
And
Well,
so if you have a pre-20 Ouija board, and if it's in great condition, you're looking around $3,000 or $4,000. This guy right here, this is not bad. I'd probably put a price on it about $300.
Wow, that's
Because
not too bad, even with the
it
missing needle.
right. Well, because it is newer and it 60s, 70s, so that's still pretty cool.
All right, well, that's cool. I'm glad that you sat here and played Ouija with me. All we ended up with was a six for you, but upside down, it's a nine to me. Really, what
Okay.
the hell? We got to play longer than that. That's what we can't leave on that note.
Oh
What, you
my
know what?
God.
This said in the instructions, got to get it going.
Right.
A little, oh, you know what? There's a stopper on here on number five. All right, well.
Yeah, it still moves pretty nice and very little wear on the board itself. So, yeah, it's a nice little board.
All right, look. Oh, no way. Really? A. S. Must be a
Yeah.
break time. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Whew.
Oh my God. My dear companion is losing her mind. All right, people. I want to thank you for enjoying this show on our first real live show. Shasha is putting together a nice little show for us, and we're having a good time. So listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break right now, but you come on back. Don't go too far. This break will only be about about 5 minutes. So goodbye.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, I heard that. That was weird.
All right. Whoa. We're gonna be done playing with that.
We're gonna be done playing with that. I'm gonna go ahead and go into our commercials, okay?
I wish, you know what? We got to do Cloak of Ravens again because I want to send you a song and I want you to throw
Okay.
it in one of our shows, okay? A whole
You
song.
got it. Yeah,
All
just
right.
to tell me which one it is, and I will do it,
All
okay?
right. Sounds good.
All right, we're going to take a break, kids. So please don't go far. This is 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer.
The hero rode a white horse across the desert to where his woman was. He'd been riding for 4 days when he saw the tower where she was locked. In the moonlight, he left his old steed near the drawbridge that he crossed. And by way of a rope ladder, he tippy-toed to where his woman was.
Hey everybody, this is Tony Sandoval from Open Air Sonar, here to tell you about a new chain of stores opening up in your area. The Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down stores for all of your fetish and bondage needs, with plenty of free parking. Come on down, don't be shy. There's plenty of free parking. So, bring the whole family. Fun for the whole family, that's what I say. So, please visit a Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down sex shop in your area. Thank you.
I'm speaking on behalf of horny geriatrics everywhere. We're a little upset with the way that Magistrate Clug Nugman is trying to deal with us. He thinks it's a problem that we're all so horny and having sex all the time, and it's not a problem. It's fine. We don't like being told that what we're doing is wrong. You know, old people, we get horny. It's just part of life. We're not going to stop having sex. We're not going to stop being horny. That's all. That's my promise. Who does Clug think he is? But yeah, I've got wrinkly skin and I fuck all the time. I'm allowed. That's fine. So don't elect Clug Nugman. He's just trying to make me stop having sex. It's personal for him. Clug walked in on me and his daughter having really beautiful and energetic sex, more energetic than you'd expect from someone my age. And he came in and he said, "No, no, no, this can't be happening to me." And he went on like that for a while. And then next day he went on the news and he said he's gonna stop the geriatrics from being so horny. Well, guess what, Clug Nugman? We're here, we're horny, and we're old. Get over it, fucker.
Hey, it's me, I'm Jimmy Goofster. Welcome to another prank call show with me, the Goofster. Let's get our first prank caller on the line. Ring, 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 ring. Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
It's me, Jim Goofster. I'm the prank caller.
Oh, so you're prank calling me?
Bingo, buddy, bingo. What is your refrigerator going nuts over there?
Is it what?
Is your refrigerator going nuts?
What do you mean? What are you asking me? Is my refrigerator going nuts? What does that mean?
Oh, it's just like, is it sparking? Is it falling apart? Is the door off the hinges?
No, it's... My fridge is fine, man.
Okay, whoops. Hanging up now. Whoa, all right, click. That was not a good one. Let's try one more silly prank phone call. Here we go. Ring, 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 ring. Hey, who's this? It's me, Jimmy Prankster, the...
Cover up those lines on your face. get your fill. Super Vixen, choke down those pills. Messed up, nowhere to go. Your life out of control. Messed up, nowhere to go.
Welcome back to 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer, kids. We hope you enjoyed the break.
Wow.
That was, I played that and I cut an extra long cut of it because
we got carried away with that.
Okay,
I like it though. You got to tell us who it is every time though.
Okay, I will. So I'm getting into that. So listen, on March 31st here in Sacramento, and unfortunately I looked to see if there was a date in Salt Lake, but unfortunately there's not. So March 31st, they play the Starlight Room at Harlow's, and it's called the Holy Trinity Tour. Okay.
Okay.
This is what the poster looks like.
I actually saw an ad for this.
You are going to love it. You know why?
Because it's the goth club or what?
No. Okay. So here is the poster for it. Okay. Holy Trinity Tour. So this tour is the up and coming women of industrial and cold wave music.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So the band that we just listened to, that was Sign. And she is actually with a good friend of mine named Curse Mackey, who was a lead singer for the band Pigface. And I've seen him a couple of times, and you know, he signed all my records. He's a great
fucking guy. I've seen pictures of you with him.
Exactly. He's a great fucking guy, excellent musician, and they're gonna be coming through Sacramento.
You're lucky to be friends with him. Awesome.
Right.
His girlfriend?
Coming through that's his girlfriend. And she does the band Sign, which is great. And the other two bands that are going to be on the bill is Bestial Mouths. Please go and look at their live footage. I'm telling you, this chick is great. So listen, when she's on stage, man, she's really, really tall and wears all this black latex. Oh, excuse me. But she kind of
different kind of supermodel.
She kind of reminds me of like a, what do you call it? Maybe like the girl from The Ring, but really tall. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she's Bestial Mouths.
Okay.
And
now it's the trilogy of.
The what?
The
Holy Trinity Tour.
Is the tour.
Yeah.
And what's the name of their band?
So it's three women, and it's Bestial Mouths, I Speak Machine, and Sign.
Sign.
Yes, and this show is going to be fucking off the hook. Me and Candy are going to be there. I will try and get as much live footage as I can so we can share it on the next show. But
put it up on our Facebook. Right. You need to post your shoes up there.
I know, and I will. I've just been late. I posted there today.
Did you? I haven't.
Yes, I told everybody to come and listen to us.
Snap. On our second chance around here. Okay, we're doing it for each time, people.
Each time. So, and I was really, really, really hoping that they were going to do a Salt Lake City show. But unfortunately, after the show they're doing at Harlow's, they're doing one more show at the DNA Lounge in San Francisco, and they're heading back east. So,
nice.
Great, great bands. I can't wait to go see them. I'm going to post lots of pictures. I'm so hoping that you could have seen this show. In fact, you know what? Why don't you and Jerry come out here for Easter, and then you can come with me and Candy to the show. I'll even buy your tickets.
Our Easter, we are going to be in Las Vegas to see my favorite band ever. We all know who that is. And if you don't yet, it's Julian K.
You mean that cheesy punk rock band that you listen to?
You know, like industrial. They have this new synth. I mean, I can't even explain it right now, but yeah, Q&K is my jam. That is literally my jam.
Was that the band Fallout Boy that you liked? Which
what? Yeah, and well, yeah.
No, it was
back when you
band.
Liked Blink-182.
Oh God. Oh God. I've never owned a Blink-182 album in my life.
Hey, I want to show you something real quick.
Okay, let's
tell me your next little project. Where did it go? Oh, look, I disappeared again. Look, check it out. This is when I was 12.
All right, let's see it. I can't see it. Oh,
see me putting on my little glam rocks all over my wall.
I do. But you know,
just
what
to let you know,
when you were a kid, when you had the shaved head, it was like half half shaved and you had long hair on one side and it went all the way down.
That was a few years later when I discovered there was like some other music besides my metal edge. But just to let you know that one of the members of Julian K is Amir Durak from Rough Cut. And he was most likely on this wall out of my Metal Edge magazines.
Oh,
probably. Hey,
like, I see
Jerry had a Rough Cut CD. He gave it to me. Just like Motley Crue or something.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, I seen all the Motley Crue guys that you had up there. And the
Don't forget Bret Michaels.
Right, right. And the cheesy thing about it is those pictures from Motley Crue, that's from their like horrible makeup days, like the theater of pain kind of
this
stuff.
This was definitely from Girls, Girls, Girls tour, because when I was 12,
first
concert, my mom let me go with her friend so that she could go on a date. So she sent me with this lady.
Wait.
Take a 12-year-old with her.
Wait. You saw Girls, Girls, Girls at the Salt Palace?
Yes, when I was 12 years old. I saw the Go-Go dancers on the side and the fireworks and Vince Neil up there. And I went like this. I started jamming and I was like, I've never done this before. And it was on from there. It was on.
Guess what? Me and you were at the same concert.
Whoa, who took you?
My brother Greg. I had to beg
you. You have older brothers. You know what? I'm lucky my mom had a whole bunch of friends that she didn't really know. She wanted to go on a date, and it was basically a babysitter. But
Yeah, I saw that show at the Salt Palace, and that was fucking rad, especially when like Tommy Lee's drums started like spinning around and, you know, doing all that shit.
I don't know if I remember that exactly, but Megadeth drummer did it.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jerry went. Did the spinning and the cage drum thing, but
yeah,
I'm very familiar. Girls, yeah, I,
yeah,
the girls was my first concert. Yeah, we're both 12, we're both the same age,
right? The Girls, Girls, Girls show, that was the first time that they had the spinning drum cage for Tom.
That was back when them shows were badass. Now, you know, when I went to the Cure, there's like, well, they're too old to be spinning around in drums, but everything's all about the green screen and everything's about the huge, huge videos behind you.
Right.
And that's basically every show.
Right.
I mean, I follow Corey Feldman and he showed his Madonna show and it was basically all just green screen of all of her old Madonna stuff. Hey, don't make fun. I had Corey Feldman posters. Dream a little dream.
So he came here to Goldfield.
I know.
He goes, hey, do you want to go see Corey Feldman? I said, no, I ain't going to go see Corey Feldman. What are you fucking high?
Come on, man.
Corey Feldman. Oh, my God. You know, I actually ran into him once.
He's Michael Jackson 2.0.
Right. I ran into him once at a...
And how was he?
Yeah, he was weird. So like, it was at the
same. So was Michael Jackson,
right? It was at the
same. But not that he's not that weird like that.
No, he's not weird like
that. No, he's totally cool.
Right. It was at Sinister Creature Con, and me and my daughter were there.
Perfect place.
And he was taking a break from signing autographs, and I wasn't getting in his line, dude. It went all the way around the damn building, and I'm like, you know,
can you believe that?
I'm not a big Corey Feldman fan, so. I'm outside. I went outside to smoke some weed, and he came up and he stood there and he had like this gigantic vape pen. And I'm all, hey, man, how you doing? And he's like, oh, long day, whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it. He's like, are you in line waiting for me too? I said, no, dude, sorry.
With this Corey Feldman sized vape pen.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. How are we doing on time? Is it getting there? Or?
Hey, like I said, this is part two. I forgot to set the timer, but it's feeling like it. I'm actually going on feelers, like shifting gears pretty soon. I'm not counting one shift, two shift. I'm just sailing along, and it's feeling like.
All right. Well, I'm going to play.
It's feeling like I didn't put the box of nonsense by me.
Right. I know. I was waiting for something for you to pull something out, but you
and didn't. I don't care. You're going to hold on a second. Tell us about something. What's happening next week? Are we going to meet again or is it an OAS?
It is an OAS. But is what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull out something to show you guys. Okay. Hold on. Since you're doing it, I'm going to pull out something.
This out.
Right.
Wow. Do I have one of those sound effects? Probably not.
Probably.
Probably. Let's see. That was the wrong one.
Oh my God. So, okay. I was talking about Sign and Curse Mackey and all that good stuff. So this is his debut, well, one of his debut albums, and it's really, really good. So if you get the chance, get this. This is Instant Exorcism. It's fucking great. And if
look at that big signature on there, autographed.
Oh, of course.
Hell yeah.
If you listen to this, my brother, I can't wait to see you on March 31st, my man. And yes, please get your copy of Instant Exorcism by Curse Mackey. You won't forget.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have a couple shout outs for shows too. Our good friends Riddled With, they're going to be playing on March 30th. Did you say your show's on March 30th?
March 31st.
31st, the day before, March 30th.
Right.
Yeah, Riddled With is going to be playing at the Depot, which is a pretty big place over here in Salt Lake. Right. Like, you know, AFI played there and.
Right.
And a lot of other
there's
bands.
That stupid
that's
band.
A pretty big deal.
There's that stupid band that you like. Oh my God. AFI.
Oh, hey, yo. Let me cloak up for the cloak away the episode.
Yeah, there's that cheesy band.
Baby, he did not mean that. Oh,
I did. Call me up. Yell at me.
Knock it off. Hey, like, you know, my shelf of AFI and sadly to say NXS went like this. When Julian Kay came into the picture, I was like, time to move on. Just, you know, I go through these phases and they last for years. Well, before AFI, it was Bad Religion. And before that, DRI. And then after this picture was Suicidal Tendencies and it was on.
See, I've been Skinny Puppy forever, man. Forever. And I will never let them go. Even though they went and did their last show, I still own every concert t-shirt in plastic Ziploc baggies that I keep in a special drawer. I have one whole drawer that is filled with nothing but Skinny Puppy t-shirts.
Oh my gosh.
I have autographs. I've got every album they've ever pressed. It's madness. But so I get
let's do this, Max, before we go. Box of Nonsense.
Okay. And box of Nonsense.
March 31st, your trilogy. The Holy Trinity.
Because
Holy's in it, and we're talking about all this dark stuff, and it's getting me mixed up. And then Riddled With will be at the Depot on March 30th. And here's a little something in case anybody wants to go look. I'm going to be belly dancing at the Spring Fest on this next Saturday, the 23rd, March 23rd. Anybody wants to go look. It'll be in the block between six and eight.
I studied all that dancing shit for this show, and you never even bring up dancing hardly much anymore.
It's 6 degrees
we don't even talk
of
about
a belly dancer.
A belly dancer, and we don't even talk about dance shit. Come on, dude.
That's a nonsense.
You're killing me.
I talk about it here and there. And okay, here's some blue paper.
Okay.
I wonder if
blue. All right. I like blue paper.
Okay.
Is there drugs in it?
What in the... I don't know if I want to read this.
Usually those little papers, they come up, there's either like a bunch of coke in there or some ecstasy.
This one has a part one and two side.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
When people say they had a near-death experience and that there was a bright light at the end of the tunnel, do you think the light is the light of the birthing room and maybe you're just about to pop out of the tunnel and be reborn?
Yes. Oh my God!
It's a theory.
That's definitely a theory. So
remember, these are never redone. They're always gone after. That's art. Bye.
Bye. So after I play the last song for the show, don't go anywhere.
I won't. I'll be here. Okay.
After we go off live, don't go anywhere because it's only going to be a 3-minute song.
Right.
But I want to talk to you after it.
Gotcha.
And not everyone else can hear.
All right, we'll see. If not, we will reconnect.
No, we after this song, don't go anywhere.
Wait, I won't. But if I close the YouTube and it closes everything, because
it won't close everything
as we're going. All right, let's go. Right. See you next week, everybody. In 2 weeks, I got to go dance next week.
Right.
So, OAS next week.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Open Air Openers. This is not Open Air Sonar. This is 6 degrees of a belly dancer.
That's right.
I would like to thank you all for joining us on this special live episode. And you know what? Make sure you come back and listen to us again. This is Tony. Shasha, please say your goodbyes.
Okay. Bye, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, kids. Take care. Bye-bye.